Afternoon. This is the Healing Codes Q&A on May 14th, 2020. We welcome you. We hope that you will find benefit and receive a blessing for being here. If you have any questions, please hit *2. And I will unmute you, and you will be on air. Please remember this call is being recorded. We cannot do full custom codes on this call. We can discuss issues, and I will do my best to answer everything I can. And if anyone else would like to add to anyone's inquiry or their contribution, please feel free to do so. Again, hit *2 to raise your hand, and I will unmute you. My name is Linda Brewer. I am your host for this evening. If you have, is there anyone on the call who would like to start by asking a question or sharing something with us? If so, hit *2, please. Okay, this is a web call. Sam, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Okay, can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear, my friend. Congratulations.
Oh, great.
Thank you. Yes.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you taking my call. I am new to the Healing Codes. I bought the book about a month ago, and I finished it, and I've been doing, you know, trying to follow the instructions. And the question that I have is if you have a particular memory or physical condition that you believe is connected to a memory, and you think that there may be several memories, do you work one at a time, or do you, for example, if you have a physical issue that you're looking to heal, do you deal with just one thing at a time, or if you have multiple ones, is it, I'm told to do 3 a day of the Healing Codes, and I'm not sure if I just continue one at a time or multiple issues, or what would be the best way to move ahead with that.
Well, I personally believe, and my recommendation would be that you take the one that is causing the greatest stress or the greatest illness or concern, and do it and clear that as much as you can, and then see if the others clear. If not, I would come back and do them again. You know, one of them may be causing you more stress and anxiety in the morning, and it might be another one later on in the afternoon or the night. So you don't have to stick with one all day. You can take whatever is most prominent in your life and in your belief system at the time.
I see. Okay.
Does that help?
It does. Thank you. I'll, it's very, you know, I'm still very new to it, but yeah. And I guess the other follow-up I would ask was, that, 3 times a day is best. And, I've also recently heard about the trilogy, that Dr. Lloyd has talked about. Now that's where you do the 3 minutes. Would that be, this is in addition to anything you do with the Healing Codes, because it seems like this trilogy has a Healing Code component to it. Should I do the 3 Healing Codes throughout the day and then do that trilogy in addition to that, or I don't know how the two kind of would mesh with each other.
Well, which one are you most comfortable doing in the moment?
In the moment, right now, the Healing Codes, I am, just because that is, I learned that first, and I kind of want to work with that more than, you know, I guess it's once I found out about the Healing Codes, I got on the website and found all these other things that is going on. So, it sounds like the, for me anyway, it sounds like the Healing Codes are probably where I would like to focus my efforts for now. But I wasn't sure, you know, if sometime down the line I could incorporate some of that trail. I haven't fully researched exactly, you know, the full trilogy for health that he speaks of. But I don't know, that looks promising as well. But I haven't had any real experience with that yet.
Yeah, I've been looking for that trilogy for help on the access thing, and I haven't found it. And so I'm going to see what I can. Have you found it on? Do you belong to All Access?
I did. I kind of did it. I think backwards as it happens. I registered for on the website. Heard about there was an email that said, you know, we have something, a new product coming out called Trilogy for Health, and I bought it. I bought the package and all the series of videos that goes with it, and I thought, well, you know what, I might as well get an all access too. So I got the all access, but I found that most of the Trilogy for Health is accessible through my downloaded material and not necessarily as a part of the larger package, if you will, the all access. It almost seems like it's too new to be incorporated into the mainstream content that he has on the site. But again, I'm still so new to all of this. I'm not sure. It's a very large website. There's a lot of material there. So I'm slowly.
There is a lifetime of work on that website, and I would encourage you just to take a deep breath, and when you're looking at one of the programs or something, ask yourself if this is where you should start. And I believe that the healing codes themselves are the basis and the foundation of all of his work.
Yeah, okay.
So, and this is my sense is that you are a very organized, precise individual, and getting it right and getting it in order is very important to you.
Yes.
Is that correct?
It is. Yes.
So I would encourage you to work around, am I getting it right? Mm-hmm. Because anytime you're asking for love, truth, and light, mm-hmm. you cannot go wrong, and always check the intention of your heart. And so I would encourage you just to take some deep breaths and relax around it. You are going to get what you need in the moment.
Okay. All right.
And another sense is that you can get overwhelmed quickly and then give up.
Yes, that's a fair assessment. I do have a tendency sometimes to jump right in and overload myself and then get a little bit burned out and frustrated. But I'll keep it simple.
Well, I would encourage you just to simply start with the 12 days of the healing codes.
Okay.
And then if you get curious about something, I would look that particular program up on All Access and get what you need out of that, and just commit to yourself that you will get what you need and in the moment, and what needs to be healed in the moment, as long as you keep your intention is love, truth, and light.
Okay. All right. But thank you. Okay. I will. I don't think I've quite been at it 12 days yet, so I'll continue to do it. And I'll hold off on getting, you know, diving too deeply into, you know, trilogies or anything yet, and until I can, you know, get a little bit more comfortable doing this. And I'll take it one step at a time. thank you. I appreciate it.
You are most welcome, and welcome to the family. And these calls are every Thursday night. We have there's three of us hosting them now, so feel free to tap in. And do you belong to the Facebook group that also? Sia keeps some good things posted on that too.
Okay, I'm on Facebook, but I will do that. Yeah, I'll keep. I can keep abreast of things. Sure. All right. Thank you.
It's just a quick way to go and pop a question and get it answered. But be kind to yourself.
Okay.
And know that your heart's intention is pointed toward truth, and it will lead you there.
Okay. Thank you. I will. I really got a very good feeling about all of this. It is so so unique, you know, so much different than anything that I've ever tried to deal with life problems, you know, physical or whatever. And I have faith in God, and I have, you know, a strong faith. So I'm glad I'm here. Thank you.
Well, we are glad you're here too, and thank you for your contribution.
Thank you. Okay.
Good night. Yes.
Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
I will mute you so you can make any type of noise you want to.
Okay. Thanks again.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Bye. A great way to start the evening off. Is there anyone else? Going once, going twice. Star two. Well, we will go into our universal code, and it is a universal code that applies to everyone. And what we're seeking is peace, and the path to that is having an intention of being transformed into love, light, and truth. So if you would, take a deep breath, get comfortable, and listen to the prayer. Listen to these words, and you may have heard them a lot of times in your association with the Healing Codes and Alex, but listen to them anew tonight. Because it is a time when the entire human race are all being united with one cause to stay safe and to be kind. I pray that all known and unknown negative images, pictures, visions, any unhealthy beliefs where you condemn yourself, you go into fear, you go into stress. Any destructive cellular memories, anything that is stored that you don't understand why you act like that or you say that or why this happens to you. And any all physical issues, any health issues, any hereditary issues, whatever it is, name it. Name your problem or your issue as best you can. See if you can see it, you can feel it, you can taste it. You can breathe through it. That this would be found, opened, and healed by you, by me, being filled with light, life, and the love of God. And may this be effective, of this healing be increased by 100 times or more. Both hands bridge, both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Charles. Both hands, temples. Both hands, bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Charles. Both hands, temples. Both hands, bridge. both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Jaws. Both hands, temples.